Simon Reish Ches, Din Bracha Main Shalish, the halachas of the Bracha Main Shalish, which is known as typically Alamechia, but we'll see this more than just Alamechia. Acharei Chameshas Minei Peres, after eating the five fruits, V'chameshas Minei Dagon. So what does this mean? Sif Aleph, Achameshas Minei Haminim Shem Gefen T'inarim and Zayas Tumara. So typically we know there's Shivas Haminim, but two of the Shivas Haminim, Chita and Tzaira, are not fruit, in the sense of Bari Pri Ha'et. The other five items, which would be Gefen T'inarim and Zayas Tumara, a grape, a fig, a pomegranate, an olive, or a date. Mavarach l'achrim, if you ate the required shear, the bracha achrim would be bracha achas mein shalish, a bracha achas mein shalish. Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mavarach l'achrim, shemitech hashivuson, shenishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, because of their hashivus, that the land, Eretz Yisrael, was praised with these fruits, as it says in the pasuk, Eretz Chitas Ari Gefen Tenerim Eretz Zeh Shemenu Dvash. Dvash is Dvash Tamarim, Shazamehen Dvash. So it's date, that honey comes from dates. So then Kabbalah and Bracha Chashuv Ne'atim Lachra, they get its own Bracha Achorina, which is Ala Eitz Val Priha Eitz. And we do not only make a Bar Nefashas, you wouldn't make a Bar Nefashas, you'd make an Ala Eitz after eating grapes. So someone has a few grapes, table grapes, the Bracha Achorina would be Ala Eitz. Siv Beis and Shulchan Aruch, Chameshas Minei Dagon. What if you have the five types of grain, which would be wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye? So those items, Sheshlokon or Ketashon, if you cook them into, let's say, a farina or an oatmeal, or Ketashon, it was ground up and you cooked it. Of Asim and Tashel, even if you didn't cook it, if you grind it up into let's say, a granola, we'll see what this means. Halacha L'maisa, granola bars, it's interesting shiloh, what we do. So we'll see over the next few shiurim what the bracha would be. So if it's ketashon, and then asam and tashon, go in maisa kedera, harifa is vigeres karma vadaisa, these various cereals. I feel erivah and dvash, harba yoisven, even if you add a lot of honey, more than the grain, aminu achirim, harba yoisven, himavarach, Allah barin and mezarnis, levasef ala michyon. The halacha is, the kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, any food item that contains one of the five grains, it automatically becomes a mezonos. There are exceptions, as we'll see, but typically they will be mezonos. However, this is pointed out by the Gemara. If a person only added the dagon to ledabkoi, ulahak foisai, bato betavshal. And Tosfos points out and explains, if you simply gave, you added the flour to give it body, or to make it stick together. An example would be gefilte fish. Gefilte fish will have matzah meal in it. The matzah meal will probably be 5-10% of the final product. It's not there to satiate, it's there to give it body, ledabkoi, or some people add breadcrumbs to the meatballs. In those situations, the bracha would be shahakol. You would not make a mezonos on that. The ikar is the fish. Even though we say kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim, you'll automatically get a mezonos. Excuse me. If the grain is simply there, the dapkoi, very often you will find this on the ingredient panel as wheat starch, then you would not make a mezonos on that. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll talk about licorice and Twizzlers and sour sticks. What brach you make on those? So Mishnah Berurah, chameshes minei dagon. Hey, mechitas ara kusman shibala shuva shifine. Av mashon akarin tartiki, av mashon akarin takashivites, some type of corn or other buckwheat or the like. La bochal dagon hu dehem pri adama. These are considered a bari pri ha'adama. They are not one of the chameshas mini dagon. We'll see the halachas of rice later on. Sheshlokan, if you cook them, tzarachlamer shechilkan, you will split them. Hainu echel eshnayim, you split into two, or yaliyoyser, hu mashon akarin garoifin. Pasta, if they were complete, if you simply cooked a oat and it stays complete, many of the granola bars today the oat remains intact, and halachically, according to the Mishnah Berurah and according to the simple understanding of halacha, these items would always be a hadama. But if it got nismach, it became Nismach means it's dissolved. It's no longer considered shalim. Nismach de abishal af shemetchilin is sonam b'kder shlim. Even though originally you put it in as a complete oat, hainik shem klipas mekamakam varav remem nizonis kemush nismach yafa. So oatmeal or farina, they would definitely be a mezonos. I ketashon v'tzalam afilu eloi chilkan rak sheis klipas na de ketisha. You cracked it and you didn't even grind it, but you simply removed the peel. that would be enough to be considered a mezonos. Has to start sticking to each other through cooking. Will still be considered a shalem. Harifa is geras karmel. Harifa is hupirish al kitashna. The grinding geras karmel hupirish achukon. I'm splitting it. Split wheat. These are all types of cereal or pasta that would be included in this rule, in this halacha, and it would be a mezainus. The daisa mikrish nesmach misdabe gafet, it dissolved and it started sticking to each other. We're going to see in Sifdal is a chumra to avoid a shiloh and bracha to only eat it toy chasuda. If it stuck together through cooking, everyone agrees, you would make a barim and a mezonos. Since it's coming to flavor and to improve the cooked item, and it's mechamesh zaminim the chashivi, it's one of the chamesh zaminim dagon who ikar, that becomes the ikar v'ayin lekamam seftal v'shaburshom inin hashir sheishchayin v'arach l'michya. Obviously, keep in mind that you only make l'michya if you had a kazayis of grain. If there was only half a kazayis of grain and you ate one kazayis, but the other half was something else, so you would not make l'michya on that. And many cakes and maybe cookies, but usually it comes up with cake and dessert items that you would assume, if I made a mezonos in it, I automatically make alamechia. Very often you don't, because you're not eating a full kezias of grain. We'll see that later on in Siftes. Eladavkoi, it's simply the ladabik. Return a limer shleibot lahat matavsh. It's not coming to give flavor. You're not using it as a pseudo food. You're simply adding the flour to give it body, or ladabik, to have it attached to each other. So Rakshi Atashim Duba Loy Khashiv Botlagabi Tafshu. Sorry, Loy Khashiv, it's not Khashiv. Ubatil, it's automatically botul gabi atafshu. If you put a lot of flour into it, it would still be a botul. So many people add flour to kugel or to meatballs or the like, or filter fish. So if it's not there as a primary ingredient, it's the 5-10% simply to ladabig, then we would say even if you put a lot of it, 20%, it would still be a shahakol. At some point, we say the whole thing is dough. It's nothing else. That's the question regarding Twizzlers. Many Paiskim say that Twizzlers are the same thing. It's sugar, and you need a ladabek. Otherwise, it doesn't have the shape if you don't have flour in it. So therefore, it will be shahakal. Other Paiskim over the years have questioned this and said, what do you mean? There's so much flour in there. The whole thing is it's a shtick mezayin. It's a sweet Twizzler. A Twizzler is dough. It's not dough. It's a pressure temperature, but It's dough, and they would make a mezainus on it, but I think the minhag ha'olam is to make shahakol based on this b'shabru. Even if there's kemach harbe, if it's not there to satiate, it's not there to give flavor. It's simply there ladabe to give it a form. It gives it the form of a Twizzler, of a sour stick, but nobody's eating it for the flour, eating it for the sugar. It would still be a shahakol. Sif gimel and shulchan aruch kishenaisin kemach l'sechkedim shaisin l'chayla. They had this dish for sick people. It was flour and almonds. And by saying kedei shiyasid alev, if you put the flour in there for su'udah purposes to satiate mavarach by minyan mezonos, in batabik ba'alma by mavarach by minyan mezonos, v'toy lahachber l'gam v'sech hasuda. But the best thing is, since it's a shiloh of what this is, to eat it during hasuda lachar brichas amaitzi, you'd be potter from a bracha. Mishnah Berura, mavarach by minyan mezonos, v'afilu nasan l'seichoy hamut. Even though the kemach will be the miyut, the rule is kol sheyesh by mechameshes mina dagon, you automatically make a mezonos unless it's only the ladabik. If it's the ladabik, in a mavarich bar mina mezonos, that kemach batel gabay a pri v'chanal b'sabes of this sort previously. V'tei v'hachem rishon the ma'ase hashkedim adarich la'asoy shenami l'sayin. This dish people also use as a dish, and people eat it, and therefore it's not so clear that the flour component is simply there to be ladabik. Maybe it's there to satiate, because that is a typical use for this food. We're not so convinced what the purpose of this flour in the item is, and therefore the chumrah would be to only eat a techasuda. I was sick. Now, by the way, if it was a beverage, if it's prepared as a drink, an example would be a cookies and cream milkshake, even though there's a significant amount of cookies in there, and really that should be a mezainis, but because it's there as a shtia, as a beverage, the halacha would be, you would make a shakel, as we'll see in Sif Vav. If it's you'd have to make a ha'et, because you're eating it during a suda. Sorry, even though you're eating it during the suda, it's not coming to satiate, it's coming as a dessert. And you always make brachas on desserts if it's ha'et. So it must be even early. Actually, this is an important matter makrim for the halachas of desserts. They came and shuchal v'tzarech l'shkidim, since he had in mind to eat the shkidim. Ikar kviyas sudasei lechatchilu hu aleihem. He wanted to have this as his ikar suda. V'havi lekaviyas suda l'peres, like someone who's being kaviyas suda on fruit. This comes up. Let's say shalosh shudas in the summer or the winter. Someone who wants to wash and eat fruit. That's their entire shalosh shudas. So we learned in Simuk Kufay and Zayin. Simuk Kufay and Zayin. The halacha is you would not make a bracha. This would not be considered a dessert type of item. This would be considered a meal item because that was his kavana, and it is somewhat the derech for people to be kaviyas the suda on pears. So people would be kaviyas suda on this almond flour mixture, and therefore you would not need to make a bracha toicha suda if you're doing it purposely. So there is this eitza to avoid the shaila of, do I make a bracha, do I not make a bracha, eat it toicha suda, and you won't get into the issue of making a bracha on dessert, because it's not considered a dessert when eaten as such.